ああ。Welcome to episode 21, Cloud Storage. A lot of mystique surrounds the word cloud storage and people not understanding what it is that cloud storage does and how it works. Essentially, cloud storage is having your stuff put on a server somewhere in the world. This means that it's not on your computer, and therefore you access it remotely, and you're able to find your stuff on multiple devices. Examples of cloud storage systems are OneDrive for Microsoft, Dropbox, G Drive. These are the major cloud storage devices that are in existence. I like them all, and all for different reasons. In fact, if you're not using a computer but you are using a mobile device, I do recommend Dropbox and G Drive as the best means of transferring your work from your device to the cloud. And you devise different ways that this can be done. Sometimes that's done via a choice of on the menu, or it's done from within the app. Either way, it enables you to keep your stuff in a place which isn't device dependent. Say for instance, your device has a problem and it's non-functional anymore. Have you lost the work that was contained on the device? Well, you would if it was stored completely on your device and not in the cloud. But as it's in the cloud, it's a simple matter of linking your account and allowing it to transfer across back onto your device again. This is the principle of iTunes and other online services. And this is where Microsoft are going with OneDrive. I particularly like the fact that I can access and send my documents from OneDrive even very smartly on my mobile device. It's easy to transfer files across. So as a preferred method of working, it's absolutely essential to be able to link your work together and have a constant flow of work. And if it's an assistive technology that you are looking for within this schema of working, then I fully endorse all of those products and add another one, Evernote. Evernote allows you to take audio and pictures and text all into one particular storage area that Evernote keeps. So you never actually lose your notes, hence the name Evernote. So it's a really good service. Now, you will have to pay for all these services. There is a limited amount that you can do for free, but it will boil down to some annual charge. And there's a range and scale of prices. I wouldn't want to mention them here because it becomes rather confusing. But I would suggest that you look at their websites and what they charge, usually for their professional model. So that's cloud storage. Next week, we'll look at video conferencing tools and give you some advice about that. So thank you for listening and stay tuned next week. Goodbye.